with the name.
Okay.
We'll be with you in a minute.
Be right with you if anyone's here. Yeah.
Someday, somebody will be there.
We'll do the local homework. Okay. Another Shabbat mitzvah we read Parshas Matos. Actually, it'll be the last time in 21 years that we'll read Parshas Matos by itself. Usually, Matos and Maaseh doubled up most of the time. The last number of years, it happened a few times that Matos and Maaseh are separate, but it's not going to happen again for another 21 years that Matos and Maaseh are not read together. A few different things. Right. Various things. It happened a few years ago. It happened a few years before that. But now it doesn't happen again for quite a while. So anyway, it's just an interesting sidebar. But one of the themes or one of the topics discussed in Parshas Matos is the topic of Tevilas Kelim. As we'll see, it comes in kind of incidentally. The Torah describes the battle with Midian, that the Israel are commanded to wage war with Midian. And after they're victorious, they claim the spoils of the war. And the spoils of the war included various vessels and pots and pans, silverware, clay Midian, they're called, right? And the Torah described these vessels, these kelim, were used by the Midianites previously to cook their non-kosher food, and their pork or their bosom of chalav and so on. The Torah describes in the first source, Parak Lamed Aleph of the Midbar, starting in Pasuk Chof Aleph, I remember Elozer HaKoyin, Elan She'atzov, HaBoem HaLechonel, Elozer HaKoyin, it's another Aaron died already, this is in the last year in the Midbar, so Elozer HaKoyin tells the military people who came back from the war, Zos Chukas HaTorah She'atiu HaShem Esposhe, Pasuk Chof Meiz, Ach Es HaZov, Es HaKesev, Es HaNachoshev, Es HaBarzel, Es HaBadil, Es HaFor, these are six different types of metals. Okay, gold, silver, copper, brass, and so on, different types of metals. There's some question about, question exactly what's included, but different types of metals, metal utensils. So it says, right. It says in Pasuk Chav Gimel, what do you do with these things? Kol dobar asher yavo ba'esh, tavir ba'esh etaher, ach meidrida yischat al-chol asher lo yavo ba'esh, tavir ba'mayim. Seems to mean, anything which is used through fire, you should pass through fire and it becomes tar. Then it says it has to be put in mei nida, we'll see what that means. And it doesn't go through fire, it's put through water. So even though the topic of our shir is Tevilas Kelim, actually this is not talking about Tevilas Kelim offhand. This is talking about what we call Hagolas Kelim, or Kashering Kelim, or Hechsher Kelim. It's not the same thing. People confuse sometimes. Tevilas Kelim, which in Yiddish, Tevilin Kelim, I put in Kelim in the mikveh, and Kashering Kelim. Kashering Kelim is necessary for something which was used for non-kosher food, to become kosher, if it was used to trace meat or non-kosher cheese, or it was used a mistake. Sometimes a mistake happens in a kosher kitchen. Right? Somebody puts the fleshing your food, the milk in your pot, or whatever. Common rabbinic shiloh, right? So that's what you need, what has to do with fire, not in policy exactly what it means. And offhand, it doesn't seem to have anything to do with our topic. See, let's count. Let's see. So Rashi says in the second source, Rashi says there in the Mivara Parashat Matos Paraklamah Pasukov Nimo called Dovar Sheva Eish Levasha Bokum. We're talking about things which are used for cooking, right? So Tavir Ba'Eish says Rashi the magic words Kederach Tashmisho Hagaloso. The way it's used, in other words, what happens when you cook something that's not kosher or it's a pasuk chalav whatever? So the pot or the vessel, the utensils absorb the flavor of whatever is being cooked. That's what happens when it's heat. The heat, the metal is porous, and the fire causes the metal to expand, and the flavor is absorbed into the pot. Later, you want to use the pot for something kosher, so the flavor is going to come out again through the same means. So the way to get rid of, to purge the flavor, is kederach tashmisho hagaloso. Masha tashmisho aydei chamin. Anything which is, when you use it, the normal way of cooking, using this item, this pot, is normally used through heat. So yagilena b'chamin. You have to kasher it through chamin. Or something which is used through roasting, which means directly on the fire, then the spud is a spit, like a rotisserie, the metal thing where you put the meat on, it spins around, like that's called a spud, a spit, or a skala is like a grill, then you'll have a bore. Then you have to have a higher, a more intense heat, because as opposed to a pot where you cook in hot water, the water does a lot of the cooking, the water gets hot, but this is something directly on the fire. So whatever you normally use, it's not taking rid of it. So here's the key. The then it says in the Pasuk, and then the Pasuk of Gimel, Ach mei nidei yischach, it says rashi, t'pshuto, chitu ze letar mitumas meis. This would seem to have to do, because we're talking about during a battle, during a war, and it has to be said to purging from tumas meis. Amal ahen, tzrichim ha-kelem gil letar min ha-iser, v'chitu letar min ha-tumah. Sounds like you need something to remove the tumah as well, because mei nida, that's got nothing to do with the hector per se, right? That's only become tummy, goes into the mikveh. Mei nida is an expression which seems to refer to going to a mikveh. But then you got to put it in a mikveh, that seems to have a difference in tumah. But Rabbi Seinu dar shumikan, sha'af lach, shiron min ha'itzer hitin trila l'kleima patchot. That even to become mutter, forget about the laws of tumah. Even besides the laws of tumah, you have to put something into water, simply to make it mutter. Klimatos, it means metal, right? Umei nida, what does the word mei nida mean? Umei nida, aksumen kan, darshu, mayim haru'uyam litpo behem nida, means the water that's sufficient for nida to go into the mikveh, right? The kamahim aboim so, 40 so is the normal amount of the mikveh, it's the minimal size of the mikveh for a nida or anyone else is kamahim going into. So nida goes into the mikveh, it's called mei nida, it's an expression, a nickname, for a mikveh, which has arboim saw, which is a couple hundred gallons. Yes.
The havamin was ejected, or we have three.
That's looks like. Yeah, it looks like havamin was ejected, which is
another
one. Right. Then it says v'chol ha'shalosh.
What does people mean?
It's like to also to remove the purge. So
okay.
And then it says v'chol ha'sh v'mein nida yischato. Yischato. Well, that's the
question.
Right, right. But that was literally more, I think, means the purge. Get rid of
it.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not sure. Right, that's all it is. Then it says, V'chol ha'shelo yalo, it says, Rashi kol dover, she'ein tashmisho, they have or at all. Can go on koso, some sluchio, some tashmisho, with sonin, the low bolo, it's up. What if you have a cup, silverware? Right, the soup spoon, like that, or a bowl of cereal. It didn't absorb anything. It was never used to heat. The tashmish and mitzolin, it only used in cold. It never absorbed. This is a tamir b'mayim. Matbil on the dio. All you got to do is get rinse it off, put it in water, and get anything off of it. And as a doctor, klimakos, all this is to do with metal only. Okay. So that's the background from the Pesukim. So there is a Mishnah, Masechet Avodah Zarah, the layer, we'll keep referring to that. That, the very end of Masechet Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin, Ayam, and Bay. Third source, this is a Mishnah, and we're going to keep referring back to that daf. Daf Ayin, Ayam, and Bay, this is Masnitha. Halakeach, Kleitash Mishmina of the Kochavim. If somebody acquires Kleitash vessels from a non-Jew, Eshadak, Lahatul, Yatil, Lahagil, Yagil, Labin, Mor, Yalabin, Mor. Okay, those things which are normally Tivel, we'll define in a second, you Tivel. Lahagil, Yagil, Labin, Or, Labin, Or. Shkurva, Askal, as I said before, it spits in a grill. The Labin, Or, a second, Shafa, Vahitor. Your Shafa means you bang it against stone. You sharpen it, and then they can get rid of it. It's not our topic, but that's the mission of Avodah Zarah. I name it. It says Rashi there. And Avodah Zarah, what does it mean? Eshadaka, Lahatu, Klomar. Kli, Haroi, Litoher. Fourth source. Kli, Haroi, Litoher, Betvila. Ein, Tzarch, Tikun, Acher. Okay, if you have a vessel that which would simply be purified, so to speak, through the mikveh, it doesn't need anything else. You don't have to purge anything because there's no flavor. Kigon, klisha tashmish, ayde tonin. Something's only used for cold. Let's say it's only used for cold. You get some salad tongs or something. I don't know, to scoop out ice. Something's always never used with hot items at all. You're sure that that's okay? Yeah, perhaps. Well, let's use for hot. But let's say you knew that this is for sure that was used only for cold. So then all you got to do is put in the mikveh and that's it. But with hagil, those things which is boiling water, that's the means of using it. There's Rashi, again, the fourth source of Avodah Zarah, and everybody's lahagil, the mayim roskin, right? It's a pot where you bubble up water in it, you boil up water in it. You can go on klisha tashmiyukah, behind a yoro, sukteiro, different types of pots, okay? Then yagil, then you have to kasher it that way too, through boiling water. And the labing, or there's other things which are in more intense heat, like a grill where the fire is directly on, or a spit where the fire comes in direct, then you have to do the same method Rashi goes on to explain. Now, according to this, our Mishnah is already alluding to our subject. This Mishnah, I am based on the Avodah Zarah, is already alluding to the issue of tefila in the mikveh, because Rashi said, understand, eshadarko lahatka lehin, something which needs nothing else. It doesn't need to purge for any flavor. You got this from a goy, but it's salad time. You know the goy only used it for cold, if they had the meat in the salad, if they had cheese in the salad, not kosher. Still, you rinse it off and finish. Nothing got absorbed. There's no heat. Still, you have to put it in the mikveh. That's how Rashi learned. So again, full disclosure, now all the Rishonim learn like that. I printed the fifth verse, the Chusha Ritva, there in the Vodazari name of Bey, the Ritva writes, Eshadarko lahatu yato piris, Eshadarko ishtamesh bo betzonen ke'ein tvila. The report learns that this mission is not talking at all about anything to do with tivaling in the mikveh. It's the word tvila as used in this mikveh, in this mishnah. This mishnah, eshadarko lahatil, doesn't mean lahatil in the mikveh like the word tivil usually means. It means tzedarko, right, the used in cold, like in it. Exactly. Exactly. That's how the report is. Rashi says it. Rashi's Rashi. But the Chazusha report disagrees. He says it means pierce eshadarko lishtamesh bo betzonen ke'ein tvila, using cold water, like a mikveh. Yatvil, koma yadiach, wash it off. Yishav shesh yofel, ahavir ishashal ponov. You have a salad bowl, a salad tongs, let's say, or something like that. So all you have to do is rinse it off, do it with cold water, to get rid of any ve'en, any something that might have gotten stuck. So you wash it off thoroughly, right? To get any iser. Dilu bitvila da'arboim sor lo ayri b'mishlaseinu. The boss says, tvila in arboim sor, that's a mikveh. Putting kelim in it—that is not what this mishnah talked about. Not what the mishnah says the report. Okay, the lishna shadarko lahatov l'shem. Like Rabbi Zera just said, the lishna darko lahatov doesn't work with the mikveh. Okay, and he says the chayin pirshu kol mafarshim. Leaving out Rashi, who's pretty big, but that's how all of the farshim learn. The Meiri also writes there into a sixth base. Chir Tamir there on Avodah Zarah Ayin Hamid Beis. Over Har Meiri, alokeh chaytash mishnah glayim where tomorrow shenishtamish b'hem use kelim. And the Miri also writes, there's nothing to do with Tavila and Mikveh. So, according to Rashi, this Mishnah at least alludes to our topic of Tavila Kalim. However, according to the Ritva, the Miri and the Ritva claims the overwhelming majority of the Mefarshim say that this Mishnah has nothing to do with that topic. However, leaving aside the Mishnah, the Gemara, in source number 7, the Gemara right away there quotes a Braisa. Tana, so whether or not the Mishnah is referring to what we can talk about, but the Gemara, either way, even though it's one of the Miri and everyone else admits, the Gemara is talking. The Gemara says openly, all these things need Tvila in 40 saw in the Mikveh. Meaning, after you've kashed them, you've taken care of getting rid of the absorbed Isser, right, you kash them, so they still need Tvila in the Mikveh. Ask the Gemara, where do you get that from? Who says such a thing? Tomar Rava, our psukim. I'm here in Parshas Matos. Tomar Rava, Tomar Kroh. That extra word, vitahair. Who's talking about Tara? With this topic in that pasuk is about Isser Meheter, right? They're talking about they got clay midyan, and the clay midyan we use for the non-kosher food, the food that the midyanites ate. So you have to get rid of the non-kosher flavor. Okay, I understand. That's Isser Meheter. It's not Tara. It's not purity. But the top part pasuk, look back in the pasuk there in the first source. Vitahair. We're talking about Tara. Okay, so it says the Gemara, Hosef la'akosef parachares. The puzzle is added, something else is needed. Okay, and then he says something else, Kani bar kapor, mitok shenemar meilida, shomayani shetzor hazor shri shri shri. Right, maybe it needs like the tumas mace needs to be sprinkled to the third and the seventh. Tamal ach chalek, in kem ha'tamal ha'meinida. What does meinida mean? Mayim shenida toveles by meinida. Because by the paradum we had a few weeks ago, that water is also called meinida. But there, as we'll see in a second, Nida doesn't mean Nida, a woman is a Nida. There, Nida, we'll see in a second. But,
To get out,
the
door, the place,
and to
put it in the
mix. Correct. Some type of power. We'll see in a second. Exactly.
The sheet that it was from made,
so it seems to be this
right,
but seems to be this mix, right. So it says, what's may Nida? My tongue may Nida. It says, the Gemara, my name is Nida. To us, I have you on our boy saw. It makes it good. And Rashi explains, Tana Rechulot can source 8, right? Tana Rechulot, I'm finding all of Amalubanim, even after Amalubanim, even after it's been kashered and with the blowtorch or whatever else you use, right? Even after that, you have to put it into the mikveh. Kolor Shavesh, Nishtamus, Bobin, Midian, Idehar, Tavarbeish, Kain Bolo, Isia, Futanik, Kolor, Kabbalah, Kachpolto. That's the famous rule of Kabbalah, Kachpolto. The way you get the flavor out is the same way it came in. Finally, we talked about it before. The Taher, says Rashi, Kroy Yisera Hi'ai B'Taher. That's an extra phrase. What's the Taher? It should have just said anything which is in the fire, Tavir B'Esh, period. right? If it was used through fire, if that's how the forbidden flavor came in through fire, then you purge it out through fire. What's the word b'toher? It means, and maybe does chatos also b'klei midyan, the same pasuk. It means mikvah. You look there in Parshas Chukas, this person, so it's not the Rashi in Parshas Chukas, per Yud Tes Pasuk Tes, in the Midbar, there it said, Lamei Nida has got nothing to do with Mei Nida. Nothing to do with what we call a Nida, a woman is a Nida. Lamei Hazoya. Okay? Like a pasuk, we have the Echad in the 3 weeks now. The pasuk Echad says, Vayadu Evan B. Okay, pasuk is Chayel, Yados, Eskanas, Agran, Lashon Zrika. The phrase Mei Nida could require Zrika. So the Gemara thought, or maybe it requires Zrika, like the Hazor Shlishim Shri. No, may neither here in our pasuk means water that a neither can purify herself in, namely what we call a mikveh, our blind star. Fine. So now we have a source for this Gemara, but it's all Ayin Hayin Beis, that even though the major point of the psukim here in Parshas Matos is what's called the Geulei Klei Midyan, right, is kashering from forbidden flavors, but there's a secondary din that's learned also, that you have to put into the mikveh. Aside from kashering to get rid of the forbidden flavor, you have to put it in the mikveh too. That's called Tvilas Kalim. Tovel and Caleb, not to be confused, two totally different issues, but they both emerge in the same psukim. Later in that Gemara, psukim to ten, same daf, out of the Ayin Hamad Beis, Omer of Nachman, Omer Abba Barahua, Afilu Caleb Chadoshim in Mashma. This din applies not only to used Caleb you may purchase or acquire from a guy, but even brand new, never used, had no forbidden flavor in it ever, never used, came straight from the factory. You still have to put it in. How do we know? The Yishanim, the Libran, the Chadoshim Damo, because after you kashered kalim, they're like brand new, right? You got rid of all the flavor, they're brand new. And yeah, afilu hachi boy tefillah, they need tefillah. So too, if it's brand new altogether, it's never used. You can't say in the factory. You told you get it from a guy, you have to take it to the mikveh. Maskis lor.
What if it's
not a goyish factory?
What if it's not a goyish factory?
Well, that's a further question. If it was a Jewish manufacturer, you know from a Jewish manufacturer, you wouldn't have to do it. You know there's a Jewish manufacturer. Yeah, the further question, what if in between the guy had it, so, and he didn't intend to acquire it, but it's a different issue. But anyway, the point being...
Same here, same that he's standing number two.
Where are we doing?
Or otherwise, because you're playing the horse.
Yeah.
Number two, he said, I don't care.
Yeah.
And here we also said, I don't care.
Well, that's the topic, because I go with Caleb, but incidentally, we also read this other day. So then the Gemara asked... Yeah. So let's look at 10. It says, Ihochi afilu zuza de sarvala nami. 1 second. So, zuza de sarvala means like scissors for shearing, you know, for cut. It says metal, who says it has to be cooking, who says it has to be food. Maybe you should, if you acquire shearing scissors from a guy, you should also have to take it in the mikveh. Maybe it should be that also. No, amale, clay suda, amor reparshit. Only clay suda, and that's it. And then, okay, and then it says Rashi, zuza de sarvala, look at Rashi 11. What was our name of base? Zuzu Sabalo Misap Misparayim. Scissors. She goes to the big day summer. That's to shear the wool, or, you know, so on and so forth. So, no, maybe it's got nothing to do, because after all, why is that the Gemara Kabbalah? Because he just demonstrates it's got nothing to do with the fact that it's had absorbed forbidden flavor. Because even as Baha, maybe it's a din in metal. It's got, we just demonstrated it has nothing to do with that it has Isser in it. You already got rid of the Isser, or it's brand new, never had any Isser to begin with. And you still have the title, so maybe shut the title also things which are not used for food altogether. Says the Gemara, no, because Rashi explains, "Klei suda more in parsha d'chsiv, kol dovar sheyovah be'esh." Right? What else do you put through fire? It's only things for food. It's under esh for food and cooking.
Again, if we just said it's not hagolas
galen, no, right? But you can't.
How
are
you going to learn from
you? You learn from the context. Let's talk about.
Right,
it comes out of same post. Exactly, you have to look at the context. Then the third dig that Gemara mentions, Amar of back in the source, then Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Barabua, Lo Shonam El Bilkuchin, Bukhmai Shahaya, Abel Shul and Lo. All this applies only if you acquire, if a Jew acquires this from the guy, not if you borrow it. Okay, borrow something from the guy. Again, we're not talking about there's no forbidden flavor, let's say, brand new, whatever. My next door neighbor owns, let's say, the store, so he lets me use something for over, but it's borrowed, so then you don't have to do it either. But the Maestro Shahoya, like in the Midyan, they acquired it, right? But Kukin says, Rashi, Shenechot to the Adyashah became completely under Jewish ownership. Kamayashah, the Midyan, Shechulutam, we saw Akim, became completely Jewish ownership. Okay, that's the din. What the Gemara does not say is what the reason behind this din is, why should you have the title for the Midyan? I understand that's forbidden flavors, yeah, again, that, we understand, but that's not our topic, that's our goal. Okay. So says the Rishali, take a look, it's Parakei, Allah, Tezvav. One is out of days in the Vilna Shas 12. Shalom Rabbi Yirmiyah. Omar Tzarech Lahatil Lefishayotzu Mitumas Hanochri. The Nichnas Vilkdushas Yisrael. These vessels will leave the ownership Yeah, it becomes a Jewish kele. It becomes a Jewish kele. Yeah, oh, as a matter of fact, take a look. That's what it says. I don't know. Take a look. In the Sefer Issa V'Heter, which is Issa V'Heter, Aruch Shar Nunches, very end, it tells Kuf Vav 13, Shatvila Eina Machmas Pletas Isser. This toiveling has nothing to do with absorbed and inflavored. That's Shrichli Polafil Klechadosh. All right, after you toivel a brand new thing. El Rak Lahaver Mimeno Hatuma. Lachniso b'kedusha shal Yisrael, l'fisha b'choranu Hashem alakim l'achoso, v'gilonu m'atoyim, v'kidshonu b'kedushoso, sh'nemar v'adil eschem min adnu yosli, y'chtiv, v'skadishu v'isim kedoshim, k'kadosh an yashal kechem, etc. Okay? In other words, it somehow elevates the status of this kli, now it's a Jewish own. As a matter of fact, the So the Marachor Zerua, we'll get to it, hopefully. The Marachor Zerua, Simon Samah Gimel, his Chuvas Marachor Zerua, quotes that Yerushalmi that we just mentioned before, and it was our parakalah, it was 14. Yerushalmi Mefarsh, Mimine Sheyatsu, Mitumas Gar, Menichlus of Kedusha, says he, just like a Mazir said, Midama also a Ger, Shenichlus of Kedusha, Ayde Pila. Just like a Ger converts to become Jewish, has to go to the Mikveh. So these Kalim have become like converts. The Kalim have been converted. Probably not literally, but in a certain sense, it's just like a person becomes a Jew. He's got to go through the Mikveh. So to Kalim, that's Marachas really says. It's Midama also a Ger. That's in the sense of Yerushalmi. Okay, now, it's interesting, we need to analyze now, is this din of Tvilas Kalim, is it the Raisa or the Rabbana? Obviously it's in the Tzukim, but you could say it's an Asmachta, right? It's actually a din do Raisa. So the Ritva, let's see, the Chedusha Ritva, the Ritva in Avodah Zorah Ayin Herbei, the Masa Havo Mina, so it's 15. He writes, Pirish Rash, okay, the background is not for us right now. Hikshar Abin Ramban Zal, the Hamashma the Tila Zumido Raisa. The Tvoas from the base manager of Rabban, right? The Tvoas of Tamil Rashbo, who came from Tamil Rabban. So he said, the Mashma that did the Raisa. Okay? And of course, the old question is always, if, you know, why do we care if someone's the Raisa or the Rabbanan? And usually we're observing Jews, we try to keep all the Rabbanans also. Right? The answer is, in a case of a Suffolk, in a case of any leniencies, we can be more lenient if it's the Rabbanan. So sometimes it's important to know whether someone's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. So the Ritva assumes in the name of Rabban that the Tvila here is Doraisa, this din of Tvila Skel is Doraisa. The Romash Madalahavi Hanikwa Smachta the Rabbanan. It doesn't sound from the Gemara that this like just a Smachta. Okay? Why? Because the Gemara had a part in the print. The Gemara had a whole Tzuchas, the Gemara learned why you phrase it this way, not phrase it that way. It sounds like a Dash in the puzzle, you know, as Mamisha Drosha, din Doraisa. Pchein Dash Atosus. In Cain, as I will see the Tosus in a second. Just look at the end of every voice. The Tirit says, Shema Hacha Gzeras Melechi. Like you just said, David. Gzeras Melechi. Gzeras Melechi. Mishul Maylesh Asua Ketvilas Ger. He also gives a comparison to Tvilas Ger. This special name, Gzeras HaKotzim. What's the Tosus is referring to? So 16. The Tosus is there in Avodah Zorah, I name it Beis. Mayim Shanita Tovelas. We just said that the water, the toveling, these Kalim has to be water that's enough water that a Nida could go in. In other words, it's a regular 40 saw mikveh. Got to have the minimum share of a mikveh, 40 saw, a couple hundred gallons. So Tosus says, but don't we sometimes find that for certain very tiny Kalim in the dinner of Tum of the Tara, forget about toveling Kalim. But Tum of the Tara, in the old days, something became Tomei, a metal, a kid became Tomei. If someone touched it, it was a Tomei mace, or it was an Olama mace, or whatever. You can tovel it in a small amount of water. It doesn't have to be 40 saw. Right, even a revius, a tiny drop. So it says Tosus, I forgot the revius sagi lahato machten b'tzinorius midoraisa. The Rabban would require anyway to make a 40 saw, but an adinim of tumah v'tar, tumah kalim, not toiveling kalim. We just said it's not a din tumah, din geirus. Okay, but when they use the cape for the laws of tumah, metal can become tumah, not just food preparation, anything, a metal pin, a metal anything. So it became tumah. So you can, if it's a tiny thing, you can toivel a tiny drop of water doraisa. How come here we say, no, it's got to be Arvoyim Tzoh? Why we say it has to be, let's say I have a small fork. Why can't I just have enough that the fork will fit in and finish? Why do I have to go to a mikveh that's got 40 saw? That's Tosus Kasha. The Tosus says, Avot Tvilas Klei Midjan, this din of Klei Midjan, these vessels, Ma'ar Parsha, Chiddushu. It's a Chiddush. Uboi Mem Saw. Meaning it's a device. That's the Torah says. That's the Torah. That's it. I, for other purposes, a tiny amount is okay, but not here. The Tosus also assumes that's how it's all in. Tosus also that they assume the din of Tvilas Kalim is the Raisa. In fact,
we have 40 saw
is the minimum amount without going to another that a person actually could fit in. An average sized person could fit in. You have to push. But and obviously the mikveh that we go is much bigger. But the Kalim mikveh is 40 saw. Yeah. Now,
Actually, it's interesting because I'm talking about the Dreis Rabbanan. The Rambam does not mention this in the Sefer Mitzvah. The Ramban does not argue. The Ramban does not comment. The Ramban has in the back of the Sefer Mitzvah, they think the Ramban has things they think the Rambam skipped. And this isn't one of them. And the Sefer Chinuch doesn't count it either. However, in the printed source 17, the Smak, Sefer Mitzvah's cotton, it's a Kuf Tzai Tez, does count this as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. Lahat Kil Kalim. So he says, and he mentions it's only clay suda, and it's metal only, and glass as well, and it's only if you buy it, not if you borrow it. But again, the smack, again, Sefer Mitzvah's cotton, Mitzvah Kuf, that he tests, counts Bilas Kalim as one of the Dayag Mitzvahs.
But he okay, also did it in the Shorah, Turkey.
Say it again?
It's just not with the Minyan Mitzvah.
No, but the smack counts as one.
In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam, he
talked about it. Well, let's see what he holds. But it's important to note that it's not in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, but the Smak has it. Okay? Now, let's see. So the Ramban, in his Chiddushim Tavor HaZohar, Ayin Ayin Beis, source 18, okay, the Ramban, even though the Ritva quoted a little differently, Ramban says, he thinks it's Doraisa, the way the Ritva quoted, that it's Doraisa, Kashuli HaTvilas Kelem Doraisa with Habaminah. Okay, then source 18, Kashuli HaTvilas Kelem Doraisa. Here he says it's Doraisa. Okay? Although there he's talking about that there can be only less than 40 saw the rice of it's Tumas Kalim. But then he says, Deshlomar Tvila Zug Zeris HaKosu. He asks the same Kasha Tosu. How come the tiny amount is enough? Answer, because the rice you have to, answer, because the rice it's Zeris HaKosu. Deshlomar Tvila Zug Zeris HaKosu. It sounds like it's also the rice. The Kachi Zeris Melech Latzvicha Arboim saw. You need 40 saw. But then the Rambam writes, Inami Asmachta. Or maybe it's only Asmachta. And if you take a look in 19, that's the Ramban. That's the way I just quoted the Chiddush Ramban there in Avodah Zarah, and it was based. But the Ramban on the Torah, in our parsha, Matos, Paraklam and Allah, Apostle Chav Gimel, there he says, the Libi Mahara Od Lomer Shatvila Azumi Divreye, Ramikra Asmachta Asuoto. In the Chiddush, the Ramban sort of mentions the Raisa, maybe it's only Asmachta. In his commentary on the Torah, the Ramban seems to learn that he seems to prefer the view that this whole din is only Rabbanah and all the quotes from the Pasuk. Again, I stress, because the theme of the Pasuk is Kasher and Kalim, from forbidden absorption, right? Forbidden absorb forbidden flavor. So the Rabban there seems to learn this whole business he has to bring into the mikveh is in the Rabbanah to begin with. So it's a possibly Malachoka, Malachoka. The Pasuk is read, okay? Also right. The Pasuk is read there in Avodah Zarah, Ayin, in the Public Beis, it's Badur, at least saw. Source 20, he quotes the Gemara and so on, because the Gemara has a suffix. Gemara asks, we just said before, and the Gemara says, we just had before, I'll say it outside, but we just had before that it's only if the Jew owned it, but not if he borrowed it. The Gemara has a middle case. We'll see it inside in a second. What if it's a mashkon? He took it as a mashkon, as a collateral. I sort of own it because the guy made a fault on loan, I'll keep it. On the other hand, I may have to give it back. So that's a middle case, right? So it's interesting. The Gemara has a by the Lashit. The Gemara doesn't answer the Kasha. So, the Gemara has a similar question about chometz on Pesach. So, what if it's by your by emotion, I'm only on my own chometz. Not only do I have a goy walks into my house, he's going to come here to fix something, and he has a sandwich in his dish. I may not want him in the house with the sandwich because he has crumbs, but strictly speaking, there's no by your by emotion. It doesn't belong to me. In fact, we all have chometz in the house on Pesach. I got anything to put away in the closet. We sold to the goy. In fact, put one, it stays in my cabinet or in my garage or in your attic where you keep it. It belongs to the goy. There's no by your by emotion. Right. There's no by your by emotion. But here, if I bring in a goy, can bring in chametz to my house. So the Gemara is, what if it's a mashkon? So there, they're machmir. The Tosfos says, yeah, they're machmir because by Rabbi must be d'oraisa. But back to Tefilas Kalim, you look at the end. I'm a hacha Tefilas Rabbanan here. Here we can make it because the whole din of Tefilas is only the Rabbanan. But there's another nafkamina. The Kobo in Siman Tei Vav was the end. He also writes 21. Utrilo zu enemit me tumah v'tahara. First of all, this Tefilas has nothing to do with tumah v'tahara. And he writes, "Umidivrei sofrenu." It's all things that didn't rabbanon. The somchu, the remez, the asmachta, amasher kosher. The pesukim here in Parshas Matos called Dovah Shiavo ve'eish harve'eish, etc. Okay, so these rishonim. So basically, I'm not calling rishonim. Clearly, some rishonim, the Ritva and Tosis and the Smak, who counted as one of the Hayag Mitzvah, say it's in the Raisa. Rabban isn't sure, and the Tosis read the Kobo both say it's only rabbanon. What does the Rambam hold? It's fascinating. The Rambam the Rambam leaves us wondering. He doesn't count in the Sefer Mitzvah, but here, you have the Rosh Hashanah comes, so here it is. in the Mishnah Torah, it's Perek Yud Zayin Hilchos Machalos Asu, it's Halacha A, so it's 22. So look what he says. Tvila zu shemagbilin klei asuda nilkacha min ha'akov. This tvila, you have to, you know, food, your utensils, you have to, they get from a goy, you have to put it, you know, put it in the mikra, v'acharka kutsu l'achilu shtir, then you can use them for eating and drinking. Ein ala inyan tuna tar, it's not that it's an ala midivrei sofer. Stop right there, Rambam seems to align himself with those who hold this drabbanon, which would make perfect sense why he doesn't count in the Sefer Mitzvahs, because not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Rambam only mentions in the Sefer Mitzvahs, those mitzvahs that are d'oraisa. That's why he doesn't put it in the Sefer Mitzvah. He holds drabbanon. And the Roma's law, called Dalashir, close to Remi. Then in the second line, he turns it around. He says, Umikriya Shmuel Amdu. Piya Shmuel Amdu usually means Allah HaMosh Mitzinai. The Rambam used the term Mipiya Shmuel Amdu, means it's from our oral tradition. By Torah Shabbat Peh, Allah HaMosh Mitzinai. Or other such demons. But that sounds like a deraisa. Halach HaMosh Mitzinai is a deraisa. It's not explicit in the Torah. Let's say the fact that tefillin has to be black, but the tefillin has to be square. It never says anywhere in the Chumash. But Halach HaMosh Mitzinai, we know it's a din deraisa. You can't have blue or red or pink. Maybe they make it today, I don't know. But we know you have to. So there are many things like that that are deraisa. That the din of deraisa is just not mentioned specifically in the Chumash. So that's usually when the Rambam says, Mipiya Shmuel Amdu, means our oral tradition, right? Torah Shabbat Peh. He just said it to be very sofer. So the Rambam is a little funny. On one hand, he seems to say, Tilas Kevin should be very sofer, and then he says, Mipiya Shmuel Amdu. Shayna Midaba of Tarasim, the Egil Akam, the Tum, etc. And so, I don't know. What does the Rambam hold? Well,
he thinks that in order for it to fit into the category, it says, and that's what we have.
But, right, that could well be. I you know, I'll be postures. You're right. Hold that thought for a second. A nafkamina, we'll come back to the Rambam. The Rambam, again, it's a little strange because there's very something that's in Piyash Mulamdu. But in Piyash Mulamdu, I think that maybe you're saying, he's talking about how to purify it. That's in Piyash Mulamdu. Like, in other words, how you get rid of this type of thing. I don't know. It could be, you're right. Or it's in that category. It could be. Definitely could be. What's a nafkamina? As I mentioned before, one nafkamina will be that sugi, it's source 23, again, the same dafana of our ayin, ayin, and vayin. That's that dafana tonight. Iboilahu, mashkanta mai. Right? He said, it's only, you only need the tefillas kelim if you acquire the kli from the goy, not if you borrow. What about a mashkon? Middle case, right? The collateral. I'm a mabar Ravashi. I can tell you the following. It doesn't help us much. Abba, my father, Ravashi, mashkan le'avot kohom kasa de kaspa. He got from a goy a silver cup as a mashkon for something. The atalev ishtibe, my father titled it and then he drank from it. So good, that would seem to me. You do have to talk about it, right? In the mashkan, it's just like they acquired it. He said, the lawyer done, I'm not sure. Imishum de kasava mashkantik is even done. Is that because he holds the mashkan is like you acquired it, like you purchased it? Imishum de chazir lo de kacham de dai to the school. No, he knew this guy. He's never going to pay back the loan. He's going to keep this collateral. It may have been a special case. So that's Rashi of the school. So all this goes old. He's never going to redeem it. So it may have been a special case. Because Marbar Rashi is an important point, really, because sometimes people see the rabbi did something, the rabbi did some ocha. Just to know the whole background, the whole story. And that's why it's an important little piece in the Gemara. Barbara, I saw my father. He got a silver cup for guard. He titled it. Well, one second. I'm not sure if that's the, it doesn't prove. That's the old story with the Moshe, you know, with the milk, you know, the Holy Saw. The bris, the two types of Holy Saw. Picked up one carton and put it down. He picked up, oh, he must prefer this hashkav. I asked him why. The other one's empty. That's you have to be careful what you do. Or they said he was locked with the stamps. That's the guy saw him, he was stamping a letter. So he dipped the stamp into a little sponge instead of licking it off. Maybe there's drink on the liquor. Oh, he cut his tongue so he couldn't lick the thing. You have to know the background. There are a million stories like, I don't know if it's true or they're not true. But be that as it may, that's this Gemara. Anyway, on this Gemara, Tosa says,
I lived through one in Bubba Rebel.
Yeah.
Came to South take picture.
Yeah.
He had a red bendel
right.
Hanging down. That little shit, will
you? Yeah.
It was just to come out. You have to have a red bendel in the house. Which
yeah.
At least he put it down. He didn't put the bump to their head.
It was like a simmon, just not the way. Yeah. That's it. So the shul. Some shul that when they did Hoshanas, and then they got to a certain point, everybody bowed. And nobody else does it.
But,
you know, they investigated. The old shul in Europe had a low beam in the back. And when they came, they never had a duck to get around it. So people thought that they know a lot of these.
Yeah,
well, they have the Biskero, right? The Biskero was sweeping out of Sukkah before Sukkot. Then Ali were coming over, so he said, better put the broom in the corner because I don't, you're going to think now, Erev Sukkot, you have to sweep out the Sukkot. He put the broom in the corner, he says, down. So that's out there. Everybody had brooms in the corner of the Sukkot, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, We're getting back to the topic. So Tosas, yes, the Gemara leaves it. We call it by the Lavshita. The Gemara never answered the kasha. We count it like Marbar Ravashi was a suffix. What his father did. So Tosas says it in 25. Tosas says I name a base imishum. It came in the Lavshita. Since the Gemara doesn't answer Matbila the Mashkanta, we do Tovel a some kept as a Mashkam below Bracha without a Bracha. And if Yeshua Klitsha Kanam Rav Kama. Or if you have another clue which you know you have to do, so you'll say one brach on both. Fine.
What's the definition?
So, usually means Rabban. Usually. But that's if the truth of the matter is the Rambam sometimes uses it for the Raisa too. So it could be, when I get back to Rambam right now, look in the Ran. When we get back to that, as I brought this down just to get to what the Rambam means. The Ran, commenting on the Riff and the Mazar, on the Testament Bays and the page of the Riff, Lama Testament Bays, Mashkanta, my Veloif Shita. The Rambam says you don't have to title something which was as a mashkal. Why not? The Ozil Tameh, who causes from the Tzvilas Kelev, the very sofer. Because the Rambam holds titling is only Drabbana. So the Ran clearly learns the Rambam that when he says the very sofer, he means Drabbana. What about the words of Pia Shmuel? Sort of like you said, Josh, I have to learn it some other way. But the Ran says that's why the Rambam is makel by a mashkal, because since it's a suffix in the Gemara, the Gemara never answered. The sake of the cool, the whole thing of title and Kelev is Drabbana. Anyway, therefore, and he says, however, he quotes others, the Rambam said the Mashkanta does need to. That's the Rambam. The Rashba is very interesting. The Rashba in his Chidush Man of Azar, again, the same daf, Ayin Heim Beis, Yom Asu B'lo Yadama, he quotes the Riff, okay, and the Riff never gives the answer either. He just quotes the Gemara that was a suffix. But the second line of our Rambam is all kosher of the Ein Otzar, Tzila Mashma de Lekula is leaving, right? And he goes, I don't know why the Rambam is Mako, because to me, a Mashra Bada kicks Tfilas also be their Isa. Rashba himself, like we saw earlier, says Tfilas their Isa. Why is the Rambam Mako? Okay? So don't we learn that from Klei Midyan? Right? And even Caleb Chadosh, etc., etc. But then at the end he says, okay, the Rambam was Shitoso. I hold this the Isa. But I can't answer Kasha from my opinion on the Rambam. The Rambam holds his Rambam. So these we've shown him, the Rif, I mean, the Ran on the Rif, and Rashba both learned that the Rambam holds Tfilas Kelev on the Rambam. The Rashba repeats the idea. 28 in the Torah of Bayis, Bayis al Shal, Shal al Shal. Believe in Pesach Halacha. Rambam is al Kotz Dei. No Torah Tefila. Utmili, I don't understand. The Mashma Tefila to the Raisa. Isn't this the Raisa? No, because the Rambam knew who's al Kotz Tefila came to himself because he holds the Rambam. So there's no problem with the Rambam. What's interesting is that I just quoted 27 and 28 are from the Rashba in two places: Sidushim Tavar Zara Ayin Hamid Bayis and the Torah of Bayis. However, in two different Shuvas, 29 and 30. We'll take a look at 29. Shuvas Rashba Chel Gimelson Reish Nun Hey. He was asked a shaila about this topic, the question was, can you have a goy? Do you have a housekeeper, whatever? Go to, is that good enough? Do you have a Jew do it? Is it? Right, you have to have a goy. That was the question. Is it a shlichus and so on? Right. Well, somebody has to come up. Anyway, so he writes Shuvah Masha Amart the Tzvilas Kelev and Debrei Sofrim. Lo kula al avodim. Well, here the Rashba turns the table. Same Rashba, and I don't know the answer. It's the Rashba. Here he says, "You said Tzvilas came on the Rabbanan. Not everybody holds like that. Now that's okay. The Rashba himself didn't agree, but here he writes, "Umidivei Rambam zal yirashu sovashum deraisa." What do you mean? The Chidushim and the Taras Habayis. The same Rashba said the Rambam holds the Rabbanan, and here he says, "I think the Rambam holds it as deraisa," and he repeats it. Another tshuva. Chel gimel simration and test to 30. Whoever he's talking to said it's only Drabbanan. I don't think it's the right. But there it's Baramakilah. Sharambam is also Rashid Gar Torah. So I don't know. And he said that's the Pashas in the Gemara. But he asked me personally, I don't know what the Rambam held necessarily. I don't know how to Rashba learned the Rambam because you have spirit. And the Rashba in 27 and 28, the Rashba in the Chidushim Tavar Zorah and in the Torah Sabayis, there he says the Rambam holds Tfilas Kelev Drabbanan. And in those two tshuvas, Chel Gimel Siman Reish Nun Hey and Chel Gimel Siman Reish Nun Tes, both those places he holds the Rambam holds the right. I don't know. The Kesef Mishnah.
Who has to do it?
No, because you can have more coolers than the Rabbanan. That's all. You can have more coolers. You can have more coolers than the Rabbanan. You can have a derisa.
There's something you have to share with only the Rabbanan.
Yeah, I don't go into that. Agabe has to be the right. Okay, so that's a question when we, but there are, if it's a suffix, we mentioned before, it's a mashkin, the Gemara leaves it
to
the Bible.
Whenever
there's a.
Is it a thing where we only care about the result?
That's a separate question. I know, we may come back to that too. Right. Okay. Now, the Kesef Mishnah is on, is notes this problem. Kesef Mishnah there on the Rambam Machlokes Perek Yudzayin Halacha Hey. He writes, that the Ran and then holds it. The Rambam holds it. The Rabbanon and Shulas Rashbo. He says it's funny. It's the Raisas. He notes the problem. Okay. Melechem Mishnah quotes the other. You know the steer seems to be steering the Rashbo. Okay. But he gives an answer like Josh said before. The Lechem Mishnah there on that Rambam Perek Yudzayin Halacha Hey. Right, the Levada near Shekavanos Avinu Hilomar Deina Tvila Zos Latir Me Too Much Is Homashim Na Torah Mufreshes Al Michacham Shetiknua That Tama Aru Yerushalmi. Okay, he says it's not a din Mufreshes for Torah. It could be that sometimes you have something that's in the Torah, but it's not Mufreshes. Okay, different terms. Hey,
you can't say, well, thank you.
All right, no, but the Rambam, we were out, but the Rambam is, and one, the same sentence as Dibri Sofa, and then he said, Mipir Shmuel on this. Which is, you have to catch it out of the language of the Rambam. Okay, come on. But anyway, I just want to show you, the be that as it may, thinks in Machlokas, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabban. And David said before, most hold it's the Raisa. I don't know at the end of the day what the Rambam holds. Okay, but let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, and this way it's your question, is it? Shulchan Aruch said in Yerodeus in Kuf Chav Sifu Dalad, Ein Maminim Katan Al Tfilas Kalim. An important point too, because sometimes it's Erev Yontif or something like that. They have new Kalim. You have two kids in the house who are getting in the way. So the Erev Pesach, so the mother tells the 16-year-old, drive to the mikveh, take the 11-year-old brother with you and let him dunk to say, get him out of the house. He'll help me travel with Kalim. So Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Maminu Kot HaTfilah of Kalim. Avol in Tavlo, it's made Godol HaTfilah. But if he did it, Godol Omer Agabo is good. I don't want to go into the rationale behind it. I just want to show you one comment in the Bir HaGro. There it's in Kuf Chav, it's Kot Lamed Vav 34. The Tfilas Kalim is Oraisa. We're not going to believe a cotton did it because Tfilas Kalim is Oraisa. The Chayin Pirish Rove HaPoskim. So whatever the Rambam hold, we saw a few people didn't count it. Counted it as only the Rabbanon, but the Gro insists, and he knew Rove HaPoskim say like this. It was Rove HaPoskim say it's Oraisa. The Chachmas Adam from the Chaya Adam. I won't read it inside. I'll save a few minutes, 35. But he has a nice little summary. If you want to read it, Shara Itzav Hetzer Klau Ayin Gimel Tif Aleph. He gives you the whole background and something. Also seems to be assuming that it's a Raisa. Likewise, in the Sraudi post in the Ben Ishchai, the Zuchai in Baghdad, Shonashniya Parshas Matos. Also, again, as a nice summary, he writes of the Tvila is like a Ger. Mentioned that's also at the very beginning, the Hagdom and Aleph and Beis of the Ben Ishchai and Parshas Matos. He mentions the Dumi Diger, Sheyotzer Meshus Akamus Rus Yisrael. He's compared these Kalim become converted, so to speak, and therefore even they're brand new, you have to do it. And he also says that it's, he mentions both. He says, some hold the right to Yesh Omrim, the Drabon across Machta Rish Baham, but the very end, Uswar Rishona Iker. But he prefers the first opinion, Tfile Klei Matkes Midar Raisa. And he has to say, he holds also most posts. And so the bottom line is, well, let's not too, yeah. Most, again, it's not Machta. Could be
it's
not
Machta. Right,
yeah, 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 yeah. Right. Well, that's a further problem. Yeah. Okay, now. But now we come to another question. It could be, again, we asked before, how the smart counts as the Sefer HaMitzvahs as one of the Targum Mitzvahs, right? The Rambam doesn't. So if you hold it, the Rambam holds a drop on it, well, that's the reason. He doesn't count it as the Raisa. Okay, but there's another possibility, and this really opens another question. Let's forget about the Rambam for a second, but what kind of din is this? And you may be alluding to this before. What is this din? Is it a mitzvah, the Targum Kalim? Or is it a matir? Right? Exactly. Do I have to go? So it could be that it's not, and the nafkamina might be, as we'll see. Let's say I have Kalim, okay? I bought a new, then I have a Sharon Brocker son or something like that. There's a mitzvah in the title of the Kalim. I'll do it next week. I need to use the Kalim tonight. I'm not going to be about to admit, so I'll do it tomorrow. No time today. I'm expecting company. I better run out and buy some extra pork. Whatever it was, so I'll talk about it. No problem. It's not today. Can I use it? That's the question. Can I use the Kalim before I talk about it? You could argue that if it's a mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah. I definitely have to do it. I'm going to make a brocha. But I'll do it when I get around to it the next week. So we'll see you later. I'm sure that don't delay because you'll end up forgetting. Okay, but leaving that out. Okay. The other mitzvah, let's say, I don't know, Michal Avela, Bikachol, I'll go tomorrow. Right? I mean, I don't have to run to do it right now. That's the question. Let's say I'm not going to have any. Do I have to go out of my way? So let's see. Maybe it's like this. I won't wear a four-corner garment.
Okay, well, we're a bigger full comment.
Well, once you have it, you have no choice.
Right.
So there are three possibilities.
Right.
It's only a mitzvah.
Right.
Or it's a chiyuv.
Right. So let's see. Look at the lashon of the Rambam. Let's see. Look what the Rambam writes. I'm just being a dayak in the Rambam. This is where the Rambam begins. You buy utensils for food. He mentions glass also. I'm just not going to that problem. I meant metal and glass. Even if I've never used before. Look at the language of Rambam. Matbilon b'mei mikva v'achar kachiyu mutar in lecho b'lishtos. Sounds like title them, and then it'll be mutter to eat or drink with them. Sounds like the Rambam holds it.
You have to
do it first. Now, again, the practical consequence of that is that until you do it, you can't use it. If it's not a mitzvah, you can still do it later. But here, so you can't do it. Okay? So, that you can certainly be medayak like that in the Rambam, I think. Okay? Indeed, the Or Zeruah, look in 38, the Or Zeruah, Chelek Dalet, called Piskei Avodah Zarah, Siman Reish, Tzadi Gimel, 38, he writes, Avo Kelim Chadoshim, Tzol Nishtamish Bahem Klal, Inami Kelim Shon Shishvav HaGi Gila Olivna, right, you kash them, or brand new, your Loshin is, that Ein Zekin Gzer, it's not a din of Tumantari, it's Ein Zekin Gzer, Sakosov, look at his Loshin, the Osar Rachmona Lishtamish Bahem, the Torah asr using them until you've done the tefillah. Okay, so therefore, okay, he says, like we're medayik in the Rambam, the Ozuwa says it pretty explicitly, that it's taka, it's a matir, and it's also to use it before. Okay? Now, it's interesting, the Gemara has a question, that same sugya, what is our Ayin Hamed Beis, 39, the Gemara says, v'kulon shenishtamesh v'hen ad shalo yato shilag v'shalivan tani chada osur tani iduch mutar. The Gemara asks this question. What if, let's say, I used the kelim before I kashered it. I cooked by mistake. We got these things that we used. We got the clay midget. We were going out of a mistake. I could eat the food to the oven, or we say it's cotton trace. Anyway, the Gemara says, "Kulon shenishtam shvet atzol yato shol yagav shol yilavin." If you didn't do, you didn't pile it, you didn't kasher it, you didn't put it in the blowtorch or the fire, whatever. There's about two brises. Tanichada also tanichich mutter. Two different brises. So the Gemara goes on to explain what it is. Right. So the Gemara. Right, but the Gemara on that sugya said, if you any of these above requirements, you didn't title it, you didn't kasher it, you didn't melad the age.
Even though it's two separate ideas.
But the Gemara, but they're all
the
all
of which
so, right, required. So one bracha says it's also the food's also one says it's mutter. The Tosfos there says, the Hazar, I never made it to Asa Lechula, 40. The mind of Tani Mutter, according to the bracha, is mutter, nokat shaper achalayatil. That the phrase of toggling is in the mix, meaning even if you didn't toggle, it's still mutter, fine. But Man Tani Oser also says, "Ein lassor in the Shtamesh Bo Kodom Trila." It's a lot of dafka. The Brisa that Oser cannot be talking about toggling. Tosus assumes the Dor Pasha that kashering, if you use it without kashering, then you got a problem. But if you use it without toggling, that's not a problem. Sounds like Tosus holds against the Or Zeruah and against the way we're medayik in the Rambam. The Tosus says no. If you ever use any less or in the stomach, because you're not going to answer the food or answer the item, you know, if you use it before Tvila. However, he said, right, exactly. Okay. Miru, equal name with the gozer, otu korwago, unless he says it's there for a bunner. That's what Tosfos is saying. On the mutter side, you could, because it's mutter. And it's talking about, but my point is, Tosfos assumes the double portion. That to say that it's going to be usher if you use it without titling, no, sir. And the Rosh says even more explicitly in 41, Parak Hey, Avodah Zarah, Siman Lamed Vav, the Lo Mistaber Klal, Lomar Shem Mistamish Bekli, Kodu Tvila, Shem Yosra Kol Vasa Betoho. It's not Mistaber at all to say that if you use this vessel without having titled it first in the mikveh, now all the food's going to be Yosra. He doesn't buy it. It is not going to be. Okay? And therefore, he learns the other way. So in other words, he tells us a bit. But after
that, he's
a Medayik like after the Losh, which could go either way. But he said that like Tosfos. But anyway, that's the Rosh. So again, we have a big machlokes Rishonim. We have the Or Zeruah and Mary Pasuk the Rambam hold that it's a matir, and until you did it, it's also. You know, Rishonim said you got to do it. But it's not going to answer the kaler. It's not going to answer the food.
Visiting someone's house.
That's a possible nafkamina. That's a possible nafkamina. You know, didn't title it, or you think might not have titled it. That'll be a difference. Exactly correct. Okay. The Ramban in his Kiddushim there about Zara.
Yeah,
okay. No, but some people, it's okay at some point. Yeah. Okay.
People don't know.
Rabban, just to show a couple other Rishonim, Rabban, the Anavar Zohar, and Amir Beit, the last one, Hadar Katani, he tells you what it's about and so on, and he says that the, look at the end, is all we need. Because remember, some learned that when the Gemara said Tevilah, that Mishnah meant that Tevilah wasn't told by Mikvah, it's just told by rinsing in cold water. That's how they could learn if they have nothing to do with it. And that's how Rabban learned, right? Aval Tevilah, our boy, and saw, Dover Shetushi, the Bisho, Abshalo, Hitto, Mutto, the Divihakol. If you cooked in it before, it's mutter. The Rabban also holds like that. Okay? The Rav Yoh. Actually, Rav Yoh is actually in the Sefer Tzachim. It's in the top of the Dalim. Okay? He also says that there's no Isser here. Again, it's a Machlokas Rishonim. And there's a further question. Okay, the food's not Isser, but is there either an Isser to use the Kli? Those Rishonim we just learned that said that the food's not going to be usher. Okay, I accept that. That's the other extreme. One extreme is that there's no problem at all. The other extreme is to say, food is mutter, right? The food's not going to be usher. But there could be a middle view. Namely, okay, the food's not usher, but there's still usher to use it. Okay? In other words, these were shown to use the kli before it was, but the evidence, we won't say that the food's safe, but it might still be usher to use it. That's the middle position. In other words, you could argue that with the Ramban we just saw in the Rav Yoh. It could even be the Raisa that you're not allowed to use it. But if you did, the food's not kosher. But okay. I'm saying that.
Could be.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to point out is the middle view here. We said that according to the Rambam and the Urza Ruah, they said that you're not allowed to use it. Okay. The other Rishonim say you are allowed to eat the food. They seem to say you're not allowed to eat the food, right? Rambam says you have to tell them, and then the food becomes mutter, implying the food's usher. The Urza Ruah seems to say the food's usher. The other Rishonim said, no, the food's mutter. But they could theoretically hold the food's mutter, but it's still necessary to use it. But now I'm going to show you the keli. You're still not supposed to use the keli without having trouble. Yeah, the katila. I'll show you. If you hold that it's only a stav mitzvah, like a case I gave before, I can hold my board. I'll do it next week. I'll do it tomorrow. And look at the piskei read.
If I miss challah, can I eat the challah
and then afterwards? That's a different thing. That's how they want to miss it. And if I remember, look at the piskei read. The read there in Avodah Zarah, he says, Tana Rabbanan, okay, he's going to clarify on the Rabbanan level. He said, "Okay, Kitash Agam Dvarim Shalom Shalom and Kolikam Matvila Hintaran Pirish Lo Shita Akev Hatvila Shalom Yistamish Bo." The lack of Tvila won't even hold you back. You can use it. You can actually use it before titling. Not only is the food mutter, not only is the food not also for the Eved, you can even use the Keli. Why? She'ena elements of the Rabbanan. The whole thing. He says Rabbanan anyway. So Rabbanan, what do they require you to do? Title this Keli. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. So, but he seems over there to say it's only because it's Rabbanan, okay? The Riaz, which is from the same family, trying to Piskei Riaz, and that was the Piskei Riaz, I named it Beis and Avuzar. Piskei Riaz, Parakei Halachavam Oz Gimel, he quotes his grandfather, whatever. Shetvila Zu Mitzvah Midivei Sofim Al Seidos Also Rabbanan. Ve'ena Makeves Also Mishdamish Ben. It's not Makev even using it. So is it? I'm not sure. Then if I may have made a mistake before. Could be. Don't have the same three possibilities if it's the life.
And those man don't
would say you can use the kli, even the chatchila. I don't know. All right, how do we pass? Let's go through. I want to cover a couple of halacha lines quickly. There's the tour. Your day is in kufchop, right? Halakeh kli chadosh min anochri osur lishtamish ben atchi etvilam tvila. Okay, the tvila again. The tour paskin is like those of a machmer. And now I use it. Osur. I mean, I can't say clear on that. Also, it's down to an Achi Abdilin. And I want to use it. That's the tour. Even once, that's the book site. Okay? The Shulchan doesn't say that. Take a look at the Shulchan. Huh?
Even yeah. Both?
I guess any usage, yeah, I guess. Okay? Let's take a look at the Shulchan. In Kufchof, same thing, your day, Kufchof, Tip, Allah 47. Hakonim El Kachom Klisu, the Shomachos, also Shuchis, Okan Tzup, and different types of kebab, overlaid with different types of metals, whatever. Doesn't say it's also to use. The Mechaber does not here use the lashon of the tour. The tour's lashon was also established by an Achi Adbilein. The Mechaber there in Tzimkukhov Sifkot does not say that. Okay? And the Ramon there doesn't type in. It could be that the Mechaber is saying you are allowed to use it. But that's the question. Is it a mitzvah or a matzah? However, in Tzivches, the next page of the Ramon, Sivches does have a lashon. Okay, he says, let's look at Ramo. He's talking about to borrow it, whatever. But he writes, and then one person borrowed it, and the other person bought it from him, whatever. But he writes, Aval Rishon Osur Lishtamesh Volotzarche Suda Afilu Derech Arai Below Tzil. The Ramo and Sivches does use a lashon of Osur Lishtamesh Volotzarche Suda. Okay, so I don't know. Maybe it's Machlok Machaber Ramo. All right. However, one thing's for sure. Mechaber, while he doesn't say that it's usher, he seems to say that it's mutter to use it, but maybe hold it's usher, I don't know. But one thing for sure, we look in Siftes Zion, the Ramo writes, sorry, the Mechaber writes, Vim avar v'ishtamesh b'kli b'lo tzila lo nes amash nishtamesh b'k. It doesn't usher the food. But even if the Mechaber holds that it's usher to use it, he doesn't go so far as to say the food does. Okay. Now, Nafkamina, as we said before, can you do it tomorrow or next week? So I mentioned before, the Yom Shul Shalom 48 says, that's in the 7th base, the Perek Beis. Host your test. It's not a good idea to leave it untitled, because even if it's mutter, you'll forget. You may never do the mitzvah. That's a takola. Okay? It's interesting. You take a look in the Prima Gadim, look at Pesach. It has an interesting question. Another Nafkamina in this question is, the Rai says, the Rabbanan, how strictly do we treat it? Okay? Is it just a mitzvah? Is it a matir? Or may he has a practical case that the Rebbe brings up, and the Mishnah tells us on top of the Bilel Pesach, it's Pesach night, okay? And a guy only has one cup. We can't imagine such a thing. But the poor people, they had no cups. They didn't have any cups. They had to drink arba kozos. And so they didn't travel it. So the question is, can you go ahead and say, well, okay, so glass, travel in glass, the Rebbe Gadam assumes is only Rabbana. Therefore, since Tavon on glass and only Drabanan, the mitzvah Drabanan of Abakosos will let you use this glass even without Tavon. However, he says, Masha ain kein b'matchas avidim Torah. And therefore, the din Drabanan of Abakosos Pesach is not going to beat out the din Doraisa of Tavon in metal. So again, it may relate to the same question. If it's only a mitzvah, I'll do it next week. I'll do it Chalonai. But if you're matir, then it could be that it's also. So that plays in the same thing.
Even
against the mitzvah, if the mitzvah is Rabbanan. Okay? Mishabura has. Now, the
Shulchan.
Okay, could be, yeah. Well, that's a further clue, yeah. Now let's take a look. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Shabbos, Archaim Simon Shin Chav Gimel Sim Zion. I really want to get to a couple of quick, two interesting chubas. Okay? Can you toivel a kli on Shabbos? What's this? I mean, put it in water. There's such a thing called misakin mona, right? Mm-hmm. Completing something. We usually assume completing something is physical, right? Like the chair's broken, so I put the leg on the chair. But there's also halachic tikkun mona. And this would seem to be a perfect example of something which halachically, halachically usher. And now, if I put it in the mikvah, I mean, there's no isser putting something in water per se on Shabbos. But so it has the machlokas. She was in Shin Chav Gimel Suzayin. Mutu lahatu kwe chorosh atom. Fil v'yesh osim. And the Chavokot the machlokas. And therefore, the best thing to do is give it to a guy. He's on a ton of heavy before he worked it out. So the Mishabura, in the Bir Halacha right there, I printed it off, we don't have time to read it now, but Bir Halacha is in Shin Chav Gimel Suzayin. The Tam, Elu Beis, that day is the reason behind these 2 days is the question is, what are we, basically our question. Okay, our question. How do we treat the chiyuv of tavling a kli? Okay, if it's fundamentally a mitzvah, so then there's no iser. It's not tikkun mona because, strictly speaking, I could use it now. I wasn't on to begin with. It's Shabbos. I could use it right now. The only thing is, it's a mitzvah. But if it's a matir, so then it's also now. Right. That's what I was saying. No. But it's
a matir. You think?
If you're not the officiant, it was only a mitzvah, it wasn't broken on the Ellis. So I could theoretically use it. So therefore, I can title it on Shabbos. Yes, exactly. There's no issue to be titled on Shabbos because I'm not missing anything.
Yeah,
right? So I'm saying that's the mission.
You automatically hold. No right.
Okay,
don't worry about it. Yeah,
well, look at the last line after the three dots there. Well, I need a daiti efshir zil devzelo shach misakim came with the atum yishtamish by kli belit zila. Or you could say, even if I would use it, the food's also anyway. Food's mutter anyway. So I didn't even say. No, he says even the middle position. Even if you hold, you're not supposed to use the kli. But since the b'yeved, if you would use the kli and you'd be allowed to eat the food, it's not a real misakin. It's not a big enough misakin. Okay, interesting thing. Okay? And another nezer, again, I won't read inside, as a chuvus in the top of your ches, I'll see Aleph, discuss, okay, I just want to show you the last few things, a couple of more recent chuvus on this subject, and we'll end quickly, because it's late. Okay? The Minchas Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman Arbach in 53, Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Hey, Os Beis, you know, he says, an interesting question. He writes it to Tzikon as the whole state until came. You can read back. I happen to know him. A lot of these farm with, you know, they have a three lines at the top and an 85 footnote to the bottom. It's a lot of those about 25 farm. Big telephone. Anyway, Shlomo wrote to him. Here's an interesting question. If I'm a Jew, I'm in the tenth floor hardware store. I sell stuff, right? And but the customer relationship factor, I never really know. So if you're buying it from me, but it's a garbage manufacturer, so you have to play with. And I know this guy's not from me, he's not going to be toy with. Am I allowed to sell it to him? Is it with me either? Because that whole question. You know, is it with me to give a cup of coffee to a guest who's not going to be a broker? We spoke about that once. Anyway, so Mr. Shoma just has it as a Hakira, it's a longish of Hakira. Is it a din, is it a Hovah Sagavra, do I have to be toy with, or is it a din in the Chet, a din in the Kli? But that's just a sign. But that's what he talks about naturally. Huh? That the Kli is also, no, maybe it's kind of our question. If it's a matter, the Kli is also. Right? The Kli is also. If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah on me, the title. So this guy's not going to do a mitzvah. Okay. No, but if you hold it.
It's on me.
No.
But it's a gavra that I shouldn't.
That's one way to look at it. That's one way to look at it. You could also say this Kli is also.
Can I tell you a fourth part of the problem?
Anything else? I know you're going to put it on.
A slice of ham.
That's a good example.
A slice of ham also. As a chepto, it's also a gavra.
No, the chepto is really thoughtful. You're not allowed to eat it.
But it's a gavra.
I understand. I go to a hotel. They're having a wedding at the Hilton. So they don't use, the caterer doesn't bring his own, well, it depends on how big the wedding is, but sometimes they use the dishes in the kelim of the hotel,
right.
And they kasher it. They kasher it, but they're taking it in a mikveh? No. They send in whatever caterer comes in to part of the job 3 days before. You got to kasher all these kelim. Whatever. That's the question. You have to go to the mikveh too? Well, we don't. So that's the question of the Shlomo Zalman. He establishes the kelim and both them alone. Okay? So he says, he discusses this issue also. He says we're makel on it. Perhaps the whole issue is only the abundant to begin with. Okay? So he says, let's see. He says, yesh lahakel. All right? And he says, look at his language. He says, the amrulon, al tishtanish b'kli ela tatbilo tchila. You're not supposed to use the kli, rather you should tell it first. In Cain, Kozak Kishayachalak Bilo, when you, the eater, has the opportunity to play with it. Haba bin Malone, could almost show that you know Lola Tahu. I'll be back in 15 minutes. I'm going to take this. I sit in my seat. I'm going to take the 400 drinks to the mixer.
No,
it's not okay.
Anyway,
that's also true. That's a good question. One second. Why worry about it? One second. You're just borrowing from the guy. I forgot one thing. You're using it. Yeah, so that's the question. Only metal.
It belongs to the hotel.
I have to think about that. I forgot now. Okay, now there's another interesting question. That's a hotel question. I want to finish in 2 minutes. We'll talk about it afterwards. The next two chuvas lead the following. The Chelkas Yaakov of Vaish and his children's Chelik Yerodes and involved in 55, and Minchas Yitzchak, Chelik Hay Simon Lamed Beis. And the third was Moshe Feinstein, Chelik Gimel Yerodes and Chelik Gimel. I buy something myself, a hotel, okay, but it's disposable. I'm using it once and I'm throwing it out. Tin foil, aluminum foil, aluminum pan. Aluminum, go to the baby, save there, aluminum pan. Okay, so that's what the Chelkas Yaakov says. What's the other thing? He says, tin is in the tar. It's tin pan. Okay? So Rav Chalkas Yaakov says, well, again, the question was the rice of the Rabbanim, And he said they're not mekabel tumah, so there's room to be mekel. Okay, minchas yitzchak is also mekel on everyone that says because the whole din doesn't apply if you're not. It's a one-time use; it doesn't apply. That's how these posts.
Not mekabel tumah, isn't it?
Right, right. Because
he used only once. It's not mekabel tumah.
That's what he says. Yeah, that's what he says. He says most people say rely on the kulam. Not everybody does, but he said by the chassidim, by the don't rely on the kulam. Chassidim have in the back of the amazing saving these stores. They have a mikveh. They title, many chassidim title aluminum tin pan. I'm saying, but they title tin pans. A lot of havoc could be bought. So that's what Ramosha talks about in the tshuva chelik gimel yardei. It's in the chelik gimel. He says it's not a din. It's a din of how you use it. And if you use it over and over again, he says it's one case in maybe you should title it.
That's what you do.
Yeah, that's what he says. Okay, he says. If you use it more than once. Okay? But he says, if that's a motion, that's a motion. The motion, if it's not usable, that's one thing. But it is usable, then he thinks perhaps the
cap's away. You know what that means. Okay. You put it in the refrigerator, you take it out, you warm it up.
Right, how many times do you use it?
No, the first cooking.
Right, right. That's the question. Just storing it may not be a problem.
That's
true. You just leave it in.
Everybody agrees that aluminum is not made of
ice. No, forget it. That's the second issue.
No, that's true.
It's gold. It doesn't matter what it is.
We're talking about the stuff that you and I buy in the store.
Which
of the ones
are
you throw out? Aluminum. People call it
tinfoil.
That's not tin. That's aluminum.
I don't know. Okay, but let's say. There's a second suffix there because aluminum may not be included in the sixth.
Let me just finish the last thing.
Okay, the last thing I wanted to mention again, three other tubers on this question. What if? So yes, that's it. What if it's absolutely it's metal? It's everything. It's a different issue. Don't worry that. I buy glass. Okay, we leave the bottle. A bottle of Snapple. Can I drink out of a bottle of Snapple? Okay, it's glass. It requires tefillah. Okay, the bottle of people know shechta is not. Shechta that will not drink out of where you get a bottle of liquor or whatever. I guess a bottle of beer. Okay, a can of beer. This, but plastic is a different salad. I don't know how either. Okay,
that's a different issue.
But you go to a ball game, you're running out outside, you're at a picnic. Okay, whatever. So you're drinking a bottle of beer. Besides the matter, so that's what the Chalkis Yaakov and Shuvi are there in Membeis. He quotes Var Ha'irah Mirav Echad America. He was a Rav America said that people use all the time. He thought it's a question. The three day Eish in Chelik Beis in the Chalkis in this edition. Again, it's not all the same edition. Now, Gimel, he says he has an answer, but it's a funny answer. He says, "Well, of course you can do it. But when you get a title, you can't title when it's got the Snapple in it. It's not going to that." After you finish it, you throw it out. That's all you got a title for. You're wasting time. The answer is you could argue, well, don't pour it into a cup. Okay? But in any event, Ramosha also is Mako. Okay?
I'm not using it
for food preparation. I'm just going to get that. I got to get the juice out. So I'm not. It's almost like I don't even want the glass. I'm not into that. It happens to come in a glass.
I'm
using it as utensil.
But
a glass of Snapple.
I understand. So the pot. Let's take a pot.
I cooked it. I used it. I cooked it. Here, I just bought it.
But
when I buy this thing, I'm not interested in the glass. I can't get the juice in my hand. The only way to get it comes in a glass. It's like I didn't even acquire this glass. It's borrowed. It's not even mine. I'm throwing it out in a minute. I just want to get the food out of it.
That's only
for
storage.
Right, that's the issue.
So another way of saying it's only for storage.
Right. The drinking is already used.
When you go to the Coca-Cola,
that may be different. And how many? We filled a few times, for sure.
You said it's not just supposed to write before.
The air of it, okay.
All right, guys, we're
going to record. Anyway, Chelik Beis and Mem is the last two things. Lemaisa, these posts came out. Mako. But not everybody agrees with the cool. Okay.
So that's the can of beans.
It's generally used to snapple